things that could go wrong if we build autonomous battle robots with ethical decision-making capability. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Ron Arkin believes fully autonomous robots will inevitably become a key part of future wars. The Georgia Tech roboticist is working on technology to give robots ethical decision-making capability. For example, an aerial drone would know not to hit targets gathered for a funeral. Arkin, author of the new book, Governing Lethal Behavior in Autonomous Robots, says battlebots with ethics could greatly reduce the number of innocent people killed in war. But in the second and final part of our interview, he admits there are some dangers. For example, how would the military handle an ethical bot that made a mistake?
If not done properly, the whole notion of attribution of responsibility, who's to blame under these particular circumstances? We work very hard in our architecture to make sure that anyone that is involved with the system assumes appropriate responsibility, because you can't hide behind the robot if and when it does something wrong. And these systems will not be perfect. They will make mistakes. So that's one of the things that can go wrong, the notion of who is responsible. To me, it can never be the robot, but we must make sure that someone somewhere assumes the responsibility for these things.
All right, so what else could go wrong?
Some argue that the advent of robotic technology, where we move towards risk-free warfare, will make us more likely to send in our robotic troops into situations where we would not do otherwise if more blood of our sons and daughters was at stake. That is a valid concern. One could argue that that's a concern that persists for any advancement in technology, whether it's autonomous or not, but it is a concern nonetheless. Other things that can go wrong, even within the military, there's something called squad cohesion, the notion of the band of brothers effect, where you have a bunch of men who are going out risking their lives for one another and will cover each other's sins, so to speak, if something goes wrong. If you have a robotic agent present within your squad that is monitoring your ethical performance, will that affect the ways in which soldiers will behave in the future? And it may indeed be the case that we will break up this important aspect of a military unit.
What about the idea of robots sort of going out of control, turning evil on us?
The science fiction view of robots running amok and Terminator-type movies and the like, I'm less concerned with. Hollywood has created these visions of the future, which are extremely entertaining. I enjoy those movies as much as the next, but I don't believe that robots will be used that way in our military. They will work alongside and complement as what are referred to as organic assets, co-located with our troops in the battlefield.
The idea of robots running amok or evolving, and so you could get, you know, mutations of evil robots, for example, is probably more science fiction-y than anything else, but it would seem to me somewhat more realistic that if there were ethical guidelines and technologies built into a robot, that the robot could be hacked and just with a few programming changes could be made, you know, from good into evil.
It's entirely possible. It could be hacked conceivably by our evil opponents, or it could be hacked to remove those restrictions by our friendly government, conceivably as well.
Ron Arkin, author of Governing Lethal Behavior in Autonomous Robots. If you missed the first part of our interview, you can listen online at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.